Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Context Machine, episode 633. I'm Brian Chaffin.
And I'm Jeff Gamet. This is going to sound crazy, people. We have a new home.
Oh, do we?
It's at contextmachine.io.
Oh, contextmachine.io. Hey, look at that. Right there.
Right there.
It's new.
I know. It's new.
It's
the bits
new.
Are barely dry.
You can use this new home of ours at contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can find us on Mastodon. You're active on Mastodon, right?
I'm active on Mastodon, yeah.
And I'm active on Threads, mostly, where we don't have the Context Machine. But anyway, you can find us on Mastodon at Context Machine. We also post to post at Context Machine. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Good quality content.
And that's this week's show.
Right. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. We live in interesting times, as they say, but, I found a great little local brewery. And,
Tell.
Yeah. And, hold on. I have to look up how to pronounce the name of the place because, it's actually a German name for this place.
Quality content.
I know. Well, you know, if I'd thought about talking about this before the show, I could have actually looked it up.
In other words, this is just another show.
Right. This is just another show. And I want to say it's like pronounced Gossenbach. I'm getting it wrong.
And this is in Boulder.
No, this is in Longmont.
Ah.
Yeah. Grossenbart.
Okay.
And so, I don't speak German, so I don't know if I'm saying it correctly.
Grossenbart! That's probably right.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
To all our German friends, I apologize.
To all of our German friends, I am so sorry about Brian.
this checks out. So what do you like about this place?
Well, it's this cool little brewery that it's tucked away on a side road, kind of like in a sort of industrial-ish area, and I just found it by chance. And you walk in, the owner is there at the bar, and when you ask him, "Hey, what should I try today?" He tells you what they've been working on and what he's especially excited about, and so then you just try it. And for all of my friends that are not dairy impaired, there'll be times you go in and he's just ordered a bunch of pizzas and they're just sitting out on tables. You order beer and he's like, "Hey, go have some pizza." And they have really, really good beers, and if you say, "Hey, you know, I'd like this, but I don't want to drink much because I'm being responsible, I want to drive," or whatever, that they'll go and find little glasses and just do like small pours for you, like bigger than a taste, but anyhow, it's just like this really great place. Yeah, it's called Grossenbart Brewery.
Seems like it's right up your alley.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah.
So I have a little bit of random news.
Okay.
For those who don't know, I had a stroke in June. That's why I was gone from the show for a couple of weeks. And when I was getting my MRI, they took out my earrings and apparently lost them. And so these are like, you know, the ball and hoop. I forget what you call it. I've had them for 20.
Your pirate earrings.
25 years I've had them, but they're, you know, the kind that don't come out. And
well, they did.
And it was, it took about a week. Well, you can take them out, but they don't, you know, they're not earrings like you, that you change all the time. And, what's my point? No aphasia at all.
The stroke jokes practically write themselves.
They
Dude. I am a horrible person.
It's okay. So,
oh my God.
You're a horrible person. I got my earrings. All right. So it took me a week to notice that they were gone. And
well, in your defense, yeah.
So I waited about a month and made an appointment, and then I had to book out way in advance to get new ones. And then they're like, well, yeah, we're gonna have to stretch your ears out again for your earrings. And so anyway, two appointments later, I get my black Nobium hoops rings. No, have you heard of Nobium?
No, but I'm totally intrigued.
Niobium.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So apparently, I guess it's some kind of steel alloy, but it's like niobium is also called columbium. I don't know. Whatever. The point is, I also ordered meteorite balls for
the jokes practically write themselves.
And I found them on Etsy. Because I wanted meteorite earrings. I thought that would be cool, but no one's doing that. But I did find meteorite balls that are made out of Muonionalusta meteorite from Sweden.
Say that again. I just loved hearing you say that.
Muonionalusta. Muonionalusta meteorite from Sweden. So anyway, sorry, I just had a package. Muonionalusta, they're really cool, and I'm really excited about them. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, so since you ordered them, you know where you got them from, which means I can put a link into today's show notes so people can go check out the cool earrings you have, right?
Yeah, the earrings actually came from the shop.
Oh.
But I can put a link to the, I can give you a link to the balls, and the store has all kinds of cool like mineral stuff.
Okay. I just want you to know I wrote a note for myself right now, and it just says Brian's balls.
That seems reasonable. Yeah. Speaking of Brian's balls,
yes,
I noticed that in iOS 17 that autocorrect is infinitely better.
I hadn't really thought about it until you brought it up. But the fact that I swear at my iPhone less when I'm typing things,
yep,
tells me that autocorrect has improved.
Yeah, I actually feel very specifically that this is the kind of thing that while bad autocorrect gets lots of attention for people,
mm-hmm,
that people won't notice that it's much better. And that's why I wanted to point it out.
Well, and it makes sense. If something is working really well, then you're less likely to notice that it's doing what it's supposed to do. And autocorrect, when it works well, is the sort of thing you shouldn't even notice is happening.
Right. And it's working better in two ways. One, it's taking nonsense and making words out of them. Mm-hmm. Like in fact, I've actually gone so far as to deliberately sort of like I notice that I make a mistake, and so I actually just like essentially randomly tap my fingers to see if autocorrect's going to fix it, and it so far has every time. But it, in addition to that, it's also making the correct corrections.
That's interesting. Now I'm having mixed luck with the correct corrections, although it does seem to be getting context correct more often than it was, which is good. I've definitely been seeing an improvement as well, which is very welcome.
And I also feel like predictive text is more useful and more accurate.
Yes, I'm noticing that predictive text is better as well. Same thing. Predictive text, for it to be really good and something you don't really notice. It needs to be getting things right, and it needs to get context correct as well.
Right.
And I'm still having some context issues. Maybe that might just be me. Maybe I just say weird things, but it's definitely better than it was.
And I am on the 15 Pro now. And so It does have those 6 neural engine cores, which is more than previous iPhone processors have had. And I know that a lot of those cores, or at least a lot of what those cores can do, is dedicated to making decisions on my phone. Mm-hmm. But that's involving Siri's voice to text, like, you know, Siri listening to us. I don't know if Apple is also processing more of our typing stuff locally.
I think that's been primarily local for a long time, if not exclusively local. And I say that because I live in an area where it's very easy for me to be out of cell coverage.
Yeah.
And I've been doing predictive typing, like up in the mountains, where I have no signal.
That makes sense.
That's the thing it's just worked.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm kind of annoyed because Apple has gotten so much grief for autocorrect over the years. I'm kind of annoyed because it's just going to go away from the zeitgeist, that rather than the zeitgeist becoming that Apple's really good at autocorrect. It's just going to, you know, it's just not going to be mentioned anymore because people aren't thinking about it.
This will sound awful, but I hadn't actually thought about that. But yeah, you're right. People will just not talk about it anymore. Or they will continue to talk about it being a problem, even though it's greatly improved. Just like people still talk about Apple Maps as being this horrible product when it's pretty fracking good.
Yeah, Apple Maps is frankly great.
Yeah, and yes, I know that there are some areas where it's not as good.
Yeah, it's good in the Bay Area at least.
It's, you know, out here in the Colorado metropolitan Front Range area, it works really well. And even being just outside Boulder now, I can get excellent directions that take me to exactly where I need to go. And that's more than just getting me to the address. It's about getting me to the correct parking lot or the correct door. And I even had a thing a couple weeks ago where I was, it's when I was returning all of the stupid Xfinity gear that they insisted I needed to have but never use from when I had an account with them. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where their offices were now that I live in Longmont. I put the address into my iPhone and let Maps direct me. And I'm driving along and it tells me turn left or turn right at the next light, which takes me into a parking lot. And I'm like, okay, now I guess I'm on my own. And then it tells me where to turn left. And I'm driving through a parking lot and I get to a point where it's like multiple stores, sort of like an intersection, but not, because, you know, it's a parking lot. And it tells me to turn right and then to turn left. Anyhow, it's giving me directions in the fracking parking lot. And took me right to the Xfinity store where I could return all
that
crap.
That is super handy. I definitely, in the past, there have been many times where it's essentially taking me to the front entrance of a large strip center, and which is not overly helpful. So that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Now, it still does the thing where you're sitting like in a parking space and you need to get to the road. And instead of telling you like go north or go east or whatever, which is the thing you do in Colorado, you use compass directions. It says proceed to the route. Where the hell is the route? I have no idea. That's why I'm using your services. Tell me how to get there.
Yeah, that's fair. I've also noticed, I got a warning of a red light camera.
Oh yeah,
that popped up, and as well as sorry, I just got distracted by a text. What the hell was I saying?
The new things in Maps. You got the red light alert, and which isn't a new thing, but you were seeing it.
Yeah. And some radar things, radar notices.
Yeah, I've been getting more of those with iOS 17 than I was previously, but it's been pretty cool that that's a thing that we get.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's cool. It's handy. So all in all, I've been really enjoying iOS 17. I don't know that I'm like making the most of iOS 17. I don't know that I've made the most out of any version of iOS in a long time. But
well, if it's doing what you need it to, that counts as getting the most out of it, I think. And then if down the road you find something else that you can do with your phone that makes it more useful for you, now you've set a new bar for getting the most out of your phone.
All right. That's fair. And Neil, the noted architect, gave me a tremendous tip for Sonoma, which is...
Oh, do tell.
Which is to add the battery widget to your Mac, the iPhone battery widget.
Oh,
because it'll grab your, I don't know if it'll grab any connected devices battery powers. I would assume that has to be being reported for the widget to know anything about it. But in the screenshot he sent me, I'm not running Sonoma, so the screenshot he sent me, he's got his keyboard, his mouse, and his trackpad. And I think he's probably all Apple devices, all Apple accessories.
Well, I installed macOS Wine Country last night because I have to talk about the new operating systems I think it's CapMac next week.
Oh, nice.
That's
my mom's home mug.
It is, yes. So I've been holding off because I need to have Mail Maven, the beta, because I use mail tags and plugins don't work. Mail plugins don't work in Wine Country.
Right.
Anyhow, I went ahead knowing full well I'm going to lose a critical piece of functionality for a couple days. I installed
Wine
Country last night. And so I tossed a couple widgets on my desktop this morning, and I am looking now at the battery widget. Okay, Brian, this is actually really cool because even in the preview where you like on your iPhone or iPad, when you look at widgets, it gives you kind of the generic
little icons.
Here's what it'll look like thing. Yeah. I'm seeing my devices in the preview. So, So if I take the, let's put the big one on because I have a lot of stuff.
Quality content.
No, but we're learning right here.
We are.
Okay. So I added the big one, which gives me a list of devices. Uh-huh. There's my MacBook Pro, iPhone, my trackpad, my Apple Watch, and my non-Apple Matthias keyboard.
Ooh, cool.
And I bet if I open up my AirPods that
they'll probably pop up too.
Show up at some point too. Because they will on my.
Now you've got these sitting on your desktop, not in your control center, right? Notification center.
These widgets are all just sitting here right on the desktop.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me because I've got far too many windows open to ever. I can't even tell you. I've had the same desktop wallpaper for years. I couldn't tell you what it is right now.
I can tell you what mine is because it was a very intentional choice. It's just a solid blue, but it's, I don't, neutral blue, I know that's not a thing, but imagine in your head what a neutral blue would be, and that's kind of the color that I'm using.
I've got a Starfield. I hid others from, so I only got one app in the way, and I've got the same image on both displays, and it's a gorgeous Starfield. I don't think it's a photograph. It almost seems like it might be a crafted image anyway, but it's like there's a pretty bitchin' galaxy going there.
That's nice. That's cool.
I like Starfield.
All right, well, so do I. Okay, so Brian, you may find a use for the widgets. I wasn't expecting, I may not keep them on my desktop long term, but for now, I'm finding it interesting. As I put widgets where I wanted them, files and folders that are on my desktop that would have been in the way automatically slide out of the way, which is kind of cool. And
it'd be a lot of sliding on my desktop.
It was a lot of sliding on my desktop too. And when they're visible, you know, like a window's not covering them up, they're not really colored. It's like whatever your background color is, maybe like a lighter color and then lighter text.
Yeah.
So you can still read them, but it's not like in your face. When you click on your desktop outside of an app, and I need to go and double check settings, top quality content here, people, because I haven't bothered to figure this one out yet. After installing Sonoma, oh my God, that's what it's called. It's Sonoma. When I click on the desktop, all of my windows will zip out to the edges of the screen. So I can get a clear view of my desktop and the widgets that are there and all of my hard drive icons. And if I click on the desktop again, then it just automatically brings everything back in.
I ordered a charging dock from Apple to be delivered today.
Mm-hmm.
And just got a notification that it was like canceled. Like your order's been canceled.
You are not the first person I've heard say that for different Apple products. Like they'll order something. And just recently where the order just gets canceled.
I don't know. I don't know why. That's super annoying. Oh well. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So what else we got? We got any other aspects of iOS 17 that we should briefly chat about?
Have you had a chance to do anything with your action button in iOS 17?
You know, what did I do? I changed it to turn on my flashlight, so that I could more easily access my flashlight when I've got the dogs outside and it's night and got to pick up the poop.
All right. That makes sense.
You thought that there was no way that poop would enter this discussion. You were wrong.
Oh no. I have a feeling that somewhere out there, there's a group of listeners that have a whole betting pool going on and someone just jumped up and went, yes, yeah. It was the poop reference.
Bingo. Yahtzee. Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, so that's all I did. What have you done? I'm assuming you mean like setting it to like a shortcut or something.
Yes. And since the iPhones are all backordered now, I still haven't picked up a 15. Mm. My expectation, based on my use case, ever since the iPhone original came out, my action button is going to be a mute button, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to change it back to a mute button, frankly. So, you know, there's that. And maybe this actually does this already, but I wish, since you have to press and hold it to actually get it to do the thing,
mm-hmm.
I wish that there was a long press and a short press. Because I would love to have, you know, short press mute, long press flashlight.
That would be cool. I can see that. And at the same time, I do not want that at all. You remember when the iPhone was originally released? The reason it had the toggle thing was because we had these buttons that had all these other things assigned to them and on phones and watches and whatever. And it was just too complicated to do basic things like make your phone not ring. And taking the toggle switch away, taking the toggle switch away tells me is that Apple is conceding that the iPhone is not a phone first anymore. It's a pocket computer that, by the way, it can do phone calls. Whereas
you say conceding as if that's an embarrassment or grudging. I would say that Apple's quite pleased to make that decision.
Oh, I'm totally projecting onto them because to me, it's an incredibly useful device, but it's supposed to be a phone. It's the iPhone is not a phone anymore. It is a pocket computer that can make phone calls. So taking away the rocker switch because of that does make sense. Doesn't mean I have to be happy about it, though.
That seems reasonable. Hey, do you have a dock that you recommend? I do want a dock.
For your phone?
Phone and watch. And possibly AirPods, too, but that's not important.
The one that I have is from Nomad, and I love it.
So, I love Nomad stuff. But I had a dock from Nomad that just stopped working.
Really?
Yeah, and it really kind of put me off.
That's unfortunate.
Hey, also, I just got a notification from Apple about a new order.
What did you order this time?
Oh, that was me adding that order to my account. So that's different.
Oh. All
right, anyway, so... Yeah, so I'm not saying that I'm writing Nomad off forever, but I was definitely put off by that.
Huh. So I have the base station, I guess it's Apple Watch version.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what model you had?
No.
All right. Well, I'll put a link to what I have into the... into the show notes.
Yeah, maybe some listeners can also share with us their favorite dock. And I need this to be a dock that takes USB-C in, not Lightning.
Oh, okay. So now we're talking about different things. Oh, wait, are we? Do you mean the power source for the dock needs to be USB-C?
It needs to not be Lightning at the very least.
Okay, this one comes with its own power supply.
Okay,
and its own little connector, sort of like it looks, sort of like the single pin connector, sort of like a headphone jack kind.
Yeah. So it's one that I didn't get.
Yeah, it sucks. And so this one it has a little stand part for the Apple Watch charger. Mm. So the watch can be upright and then the rest of it, it's just doing wireless charging, and it has coils in different places. So you can have just an iPhone on there, or you can have iPhone and AirPods on there too. You can have one thing that charges it. Everything and just sits there and looks nice too.
All right, shoot me that link. I'm going to check it out. And also, I know we have to go because you've got another show or something to do, but I do have an update on my Ultra 2 battery life.
Yes.
When I enabled the assistive, what is it?
Yeah, the double tap.
Yeah,
assistive touch features.
Yes. When I enabled that, it definitely put a hit on my all my battery life. I could easily go 2 days, but I don't think I could go 3 days because the watch is always watching for something either like that, like is a movement, or that might where a movement where a gesture might be wanted.
And that totally makes sense because the sensors have to be watching
yep.
to detect the gestures.
Yep. So that's an update for you on that. And I think we actually have to do this now. That's it. That's this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, you can write us at Context Machine Podcast at gmail. Top men, making quality content.
At least you have an excuse.
Context Machine Podcast at gmail.com. Our bandwidth is provided by Cashfly. The bass is by Dr. Boom, recorded for the show. And I think that's everything, Jeff.
I think you nailed it, Brian. Well done.
Oh, good Lord. That's the wrong one.
Top man.